兄弟姐妹平安。一帆真的是太厉害，他唱歌翻译快要像讲道一样，这太厉害。 Okay, that's all. So, I can say in Chinese. good morning. It's good to be with you all.
弟兄姐妹们平安，很高兴今天在这里讲道。
我还可以讲一句，我知道已经两个礼拜晚，可是新年快乐。If you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 8.
弟兄姐妹们，请打开圣经，到路加福音第八章。
For many people, the start of a new year means starting a new plan to read through the Bible.
很多人在新年的开始都会重新开始阅读圣经。
And reading the Bible is more than a great goal. Reading the Bible more is a great goal, but more importantly than just reading the Word, the question is how do you respond to God's Word?
读经是一个很好的目标，但是我们不光要读神的话语，我们也要回应神的话语。
And that is what Jesus is asking in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 to 15.
今天我们要读的经文，耶稣基督在路加福音第八章四到十五节也问了同样的问题。
Throughout Jesus' ministry, he wasn't interested in drawing a large crowd of half-hearted followers.
耶稣在他的事工的时候呢，他并不在乎吸引那些虚情假意的人。
He wanted true followers who held on to the end and bore fruit in their lives.
他在乎的是那些真正愿意坚持到底、结出果实的门徒。
And he's still looking for the same thing today.
一直到今天，他也在寻找。
So we're going to start by looking at this parable that Jesus told the crowd.
今天我们要看一下耶稣在跟这个会众、群众讲的一个比喻。
And then I'll give you an outline when we walk through Jesus' explanation of the parable to the disciples.
然后我们会一起来解释耶稣所讲的比喻。
So let's start by reading Luke chapter 8 verses 4 to 8.
我们今天一起来阅读路加福音第八章第四到十五节，在这里为大家攻读。路加福音第八章第四到十五节。当许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣就用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了，有落在磐石上的一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润，有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长把它挤住了，有落在好土里的，生长出来结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说，有耳可听的就应当听。门徒问耶稣说，这比喻是什么意思呢？他说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的就。
我先听一下，谢谢。The parable begins with a man going out to sow his seed.
今天的这个比喻开始的时候呢，是讲到一个人出去撒种。
In the first seed, the first soil, the seed fell along the path.
在刚刚开始的时候，在第一种土里呢，那个种子落在了路旁。
In those days, there would often be hard dirt paths through the fields.
在古时候，田间的小路有很多的土很硬。
Because the soil was hard, the seed just stayed on top and never got to go into the dirt.
因为路上的土很硬，所以那个种子很难落在土里生根发芽。
It was trampled underfoot or eaten, and it had no chance to grow.
种子很容易被人践踏或者被飞鸟吃掉，很难生长。
In Jesus' parable, the second case, the seed fell on rocky soil.
在第二个这个情况当中呢，种子落在了磐石上。
In Israel, there would sometimes be a layer of stone hidden underneath the thin soil.
在以色列的泥土里面，有时候会有岩石被埋在土里面。
The seed would grow quickly at first, but it would eventually wither away.
一开始呢，种子会很快的生长，但是最终它会枯萎。
With such thin soil, the roots couldn't go deep enough to find any water.
因为土很浅，土下面有岩石，所以那个种子很难找到水源。
So when the hot sun rose, the plant died.
所以当太阳照耀在种子上面的时候呢，它就会枯萎。
In the third case, the seed fell among thorns.
在第三种情况呢，我们看到种子它落在了荆棘丛里面。
Now, most likely you couldn't see any thorns or weeds, so the fields looked fine.
初看这个田野的时候，你可能并看不到那些荆棘。
But under the surface,The roots and the seeds of the thorns were still there, waiting to spring back up.
但是在田野的这个表层之下呢，还是有很多荆棘的这个种子在下面等着生长。
So when the seeds grew up, the thorns grew up with it and choked it out.
所以当这个种子生长的时候，荆棘也在生长，就把种子给挤死了。
And finally, the fourth soil, Jesus called it good soil.
第四种土，耶稣叫它好土。
And the seed fell into it and grew up and it produced a crop that was 100-fold.
种子在落在好土里生长，并且成长百倍。
And then the end of verse 8, Jesus tells us that, the end of verse 8 tells us that Jesus, would call out, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear.
在第八节的结尾，耶稣就向群众说道，那些有耳的就应当听。
In other words, if you can understand this, then listen carefully.
换句话说，如果你能明白的话，就要好好的听。
And that's the parable. It's a very simple story physically.
这是今天我们要讲的比喻，是一个非常简单的故事。
But had a very spiritual meaning.
但是它有一个非常属灵的意义。
And so the disciples came to Jesus and asked him what it meant.
所以后来呢，门徒过来问耶稣，您的比喻是什么意思？
And Jesus said that he would reveal the meaning to them.
耶稣说他会把这个比喻来解释给门徒听。
And so, let's continue reading here in verses 11 to 15.
所以我们继续看到今天经文第九节到第十五节。门徒问耶稣说，这比喻是什么意思呢？他说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻，叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些落在路旁的就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。那些在磐石上的就是人听道，喜欢领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，直至遇见试炼就退后了。那落在荆棘里的就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实良善的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
Now, before we go any further, I want you to understand the big picture, the main point of this parable.
在我们今天继续讲之前，我想让弟兄姐妹们明白这个比喻的中心。
I want you to notice the repetition of a certain word throughout the parable and explanation.
我们在这个比喻里面一次又一次看到一个词的出现。
At the end of verse 8, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
第八节说到有耳可听的就应当听。
At the end of chapter 8, verse 10, hearing they may not understand.
在第八章第十节经文说到那些人听也听不明。
Verse 12, those who have heard.
十二节那些听了的。
Verse 13, when they hear.
十三节说当他们听的时候。
Verse 14, those who have heard.
十四节说那些在听的。
Verse 18, the ones who have heard.
十五节说也说那些已经听了的。
And this theme continues from our parable into the next two sections of Luke 8.
这个听的这个主题从第八章到第九章一直在重复。
Verse 18 says, take care then how you hear.
第十八节，耶稣说到小心怎样听。
And in verse 21, Jesus says, my mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it.
在二十一节耶稣说到听了神的道就遵行的人就是我的母亲和我的弟兄了。
The question that comes up again and again is, how well do you hear the word of God?
重复出现的这个问题是听了神的道的你到底明白多少，到底懂得多少呢？
So, Jesus begins to explain the parable in verse 11.
所以耶稣在第十一节就开始解释这个比喻。
He says, the seed is the word of God.
耶稣说种子就是神的道。
Seed is a great analogy or metaphor for the word of God.
其实种子是一个很好的用来形容神的道的比喻。
It has the ability to give life and to grow.
种子当中有生命并且可以生长。
But the focus of this parable is not on the seed or on the sower, but it's on the soils.
但是今天我们看的这个比喻的重点不在种子或是在撒种的人，而是在土里。
And as Jesus explains the parable, we're going to see that these four soils represent four kinds of hearts.
我们在今天的经文当中会看到四种不同的土壤会代表四种不一样的属灵的景况。
In other words, this story teaches us to examine ourselves.
换句话说，今天的故事让我们能够省察自己。
Examine the soil of our hearts and how we hear God's word.
查验我们内心心灵的土壤，我们怎样明白神的话语。
So as we walk through this parable, I want to give you four questions to examine the soil of your heart.
今天在我们一起来看这个比喻的时候，我想要问大家四个问题来查验大家的内心。
The first question is this, is there spiritual callousness?
第一个问题是在我们的心中有没有属灵的刚硬。
Is there spiritual callousness?
有没有属灵的刚硬。
Look again at verse 12.
我们再看到第八章十二节说到 那些落在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。
So the hardened path represents those who have heard the word, but it goes in one ear and out the other.
所以那个硬的土呢，就代表了那些听了神的道，但是左耳进右耳出的人。
This person never truly considers or thinks about this message.
那些人虽然听了，但是不认真的去明白，去懂得神的话语。
Their heart has been hardened against the word of God.
他们的心对于神的话语很刚硬。
So Satan comes and takes it away.
所以魔鬼就来把他们的心经历的道夺去。
As you examine the soil of your own heart, I want to ask, is there any spiritual callousness like that?
当你在查验你自己的心，查验自己的属灵光景的时候，我想问大家的心里有没有这样的刚硬，有没有这样的老茧结在你的心里。
When I first learned how to play the guitar, my fingertips were very sensitive and it hurt.
我刚开始学弹吉他的时候，我的手指尖呢非常的敏感，因为很软，所以很痛。
But after playing a little bit more, my fingers got calluses, thick skin that was hard and I couldn't feel anymore.
但是弹得多了呢，手上就长出了老茧，就没那么痛了。
The same thing can happen to our hearts.
在我们的心里其实也是同样的。
When you know what the word of God says, but you ignore it,
当你明白神的话语在说什么，但是你却无视它的时候，
you want to avoid God's word.
你想要远离神的话语。
You refuse to obey God's word.
你不愿意顺服神。
Or you make excuses why that part doesn't apply to you.
或者你找借口说经文并不适用于你自己。
Every time we do that, we are hardening our heart against God.
每次我们这么做的时候，都是在用心对于神来的话而刚硬。
So I want to ask, is there any hardness in your heart to God's truth?
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们的心中是不是对神的话语很刚硬呢？
Or is there sensitivity?
还是很敏感。
Is there an eagerness to receive God's word and to obey it?
我们是不是很渴望要接受神的话语并且遵行呢？
The second question to examine the soil of your heart is this. Is there superficial commitment?
我今天要问的第二个问题是在我们的心里有没有肤浅的跟随。
Look at verse 13.
我们看到经文的第十三节。那些在磐石上的就是人听到喜欢领受但心中没有根不过暂时相信直至遇见试炼就退后了。
Now this says the seed in the rocky soil sprouts and even grows quickly.
我们看到经文说那些落在磐石上的种子呢它这个长得很快。
Unlike the first soil, this person receives the gospel with joy.
不像之前的那个硬土啊在磐石上的这个种子呢这些人他很快的就喜欢领受就听了道。
It says they even believe for a while, it says.
并且欢喜的领受神的道。
But what happens next?
但是接下来发生了什么呢?
Because of the rocks, the roots of this faith can't go deep.
因为在这个土的下面有磐石，所以种子的根没有办法生根。
And when difficulties and trials come, this individual falls away.
当试炼来临的时候，这样的人他就远离偏离了神的道。
Like the rocky soil, I want to ask, do you have only a shallow commitment to Christ?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的心里是不是对神的跟随也是非常肤浅的呢？
Are you only following Christ when it's convenient or beneficial to you?
你是不是只在对你来说方便的时候愿意跟随神呢?
One lesson I've learned in ministry is this. The more worldly benefits someone gains by being a Christian, the higher the chance that their faith is not genuine.
在我多年事工当中我学到了这样的一个教训。一个人越能够因着成为基督徒而谋利他的信就越不货真价实。
If I told a group of people,I'll give you $1,000,000 to anyone who becomes a Christian.
如果我对其人说，你们当中有谁愿意成为基督徒，我就给你100万。
Lots of people would claim to become a Christian.
我相信很多人会愿意成为基督徒。
I would be the next Billy Graham.
我就会成为下一个葛培里。
But we would have no confidence any of that would be genuine.
但是我们就不能相信那些愿意因着这100万成为基督徒的人是不是货真价实的。
If I pay you money to follow Christ, how do I know that you actually love Christ, or if you're just using Christ to get what you really love, money?
如果我付你钱让你信主，我怎么知道你到底信的是耶稣还是信的是主是钱？
But on the other hand, when following Christ is difficult or costly, there's a higher chance that it's genuine.
另外一个方面，当我们发现跟随耶稣是非常的困难的时候，那个人的信就可能更加的真实。
In fact, true faith endures through trials and is even purified and strengthened by trials.
其实我相信真正的信不怕火炼，而且越炼越真，越炼越纯。
Some of you know this from experience.
你们当中有很多人可以通过经验来证明这一点。
You don't like to suffer.
我知道你不愿意来经历试炼。
But you thank God for how He's grown you through those trials.
但是你会向神献上感恩，因着你所经历的试炼和痛苦。
If your faith is based on how much God has blessed you in this world, then you're going to be tempted to walk away when following God costs you in this world.
如果你的信是建立在物质的丰盛上的，那你很有可能会在物质匮乏的时候选择离弃神。
So I want to ask you to consider, is your commitment to Christ superficial?
所以我想让弟兄姐妹们认真地想一想，你对神的跟随是不是肤浅的？
Has the word grown roots deep into your heart so they can last through the difficult times that will definitely come?
神的道有没有真正的在你的内心当中扎根，让你能够在遇到试炼的时候能够持守你的信呢？
So the first two questions, is there spiritual callousness and is there superficial commitment?
所以我们今天第一和第二个问题是在我们的心里有没有属灵的刚硬，我们的跟随神是不是肤浅的。
And here's the third question.
第三个问题是这样的。
Is there sinful competition?
在我们内心当中有没有罪恶的竞争。
Look at verse 14.
看到第八章第十四节，这里说到，那落在荆棘里的就是人听了道，走开以后被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
Now, this third soil looks promising at first, just like the rocky soil.
这第三种土呢，一开始看上去很不错。
But the seed falls among thorns.
但是这个种子落在了荆棘里头。
You probably couldn't see the weeds and the thorns in the beginning, but verse 7 says they eventually grow up with the seed.
可能一开始你还看不到那个荆棘，但是经文说到这些荆棘最后呢，和这个种子一起长了出来。
So this third soil represents those who hear the gospel and they believe it at first, but their faith is eventually choked out by other desires.
所以这第三种土就说的是那些一开始听了道愿意相信，但是最后呢，他们因为一些今生的思虑、钱财，这些经济呢，被他们的信被挤死了。
It's choked out by the cares, the riches, and the pleasures of life.
这些人听了道走开以后，就被今生的思虑、钱财和厌乐挤住了。
So let me ask you, are there thorns are there thorns of competing desires in your heart?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的心里有没有那些罪恶的思想在来与你的信来竞争呢？
I would encourage you to identify them and pull them out by the roots.
弟兄姐妹们，我想鼓励大家把那些罪恶能够找出来，并且连根拔起。
Now, I have to confess, I hate doing yard work.
我必须承认，我很讨厌在院子里面做工。
I hate pulling out weeds.
我很讨厌这个杂草。
I would rather use my lawnmower and just mow over the weeds.
我宁愿用我的这个除草机，就直接把这个杂草给除了。
It cuts them down faster, but it doesn't kill them.
虽然它很快的能把表面的杂草给除去，但是呢，它不能根除杂草。
It just hides them.
只是把它暂时的隐藏起来。
And they come back with friends.
然后之后过了一段时间，他们又会和他的朋友们一起长出来。
To kill the weeds, you have to do the hard work by pulling out the roots.
想要把杂草根除，一定要把它的根拔出来。
So, seed is a good metaphor for God's word, but weeds are a good metaphor for sin.
种子是对于神的道的一个很好的比喻，杂草呢是对于这个罪恶的一个很好的比喻。
It's easy to hide or change our behavior externally on the outside.
我们对于外在的行为很容易改变。
But it's hard. It's hard to do the hard work to truly kill our sin and repent in our hearts.
但是在我们的内心当中要真正的认罪悔改非常的困难。
And the longer you let a sin grow, the stronger it becomes and the harder it is to pull out later.
你让罪在你的心中隐藏的时间、生长的时间越长，就越难把它根除。
I have another confession.
我还有另外一个罪要认。
There have been times that because of my laziness, I let a weed grow in my yard for so long that it became so strong I couldn't pull it out.
有时候在我的院子里面，因为我的懒惰，杂草就生长得非常的茂盛，我没有办法再把它根除了。
Brothers and sisters, you don't delay when you see a weed of sin in your heart.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们看到我们属灵的杂草的时候，我们不能够单言。
We need to put our sin to death.
我们必须要将那个罪立即致死。
Colossians 3:5 says, "Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry."
哥罗西书三章五节这样说道：所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Puritan John Owen famously said, "Be killing sin, or it will be killing you."
约翰·欧文这样说过：如果你不致死罪，罪就致死你。
It's interesting, though, the thorns that Jesus has in mind in this parable are not necessarily wicked things.
有意思的是，我们看到耶稣在这里说的荆棘，本身并不是坏事。
The thorns are the cares and riches and pleasures of life.
经济指的是思虑、钱财和厌乐。
The problem was that the good things in life were so good, it was too good, and it choked out the most important thing in life, God.
这些事情本来并不坏，但是他们在生命当中变得太好了，就胜过了神。
In other words, in the second soil, people fall away because their lives get so hard. But in the third soil, people fall away because their lives are so good.
换句话说，我们看到在硬土里面人偏离，因为生活太艰险；但是在荆棘里面，人们偏离是因为生活太享受了。
I know many of us here today have some challenges in life.
我知道我们当中有很多人的生活都很艰难。
But I assume many of you also have a very good life.
但是我们的生活同样的也很美好。
You have everything you need.
你生活一无所缺。
You have a good career.
有一个好的事业。
A stable family.
有一个美满的家庭。
You have your state of California benefits.
你有这个州政府的这个养老金。
Life is good.
你的生活很美满。
Is it too good?
但是是不是太享受了呢？
Is it too comfortable?
是不是太舒适了呢？
Where you no longer seek the things of the Lord, but you can trust in what you have accomplished.
是不是太舒适，让你开始不愿意去相信神的道，而是愿意去更相信你所拥有的物质生活呢？
I've seen people who seem to love the Lord when they are younger.
我见过那些在年轻的时候很爱主的人。
But then they start their career, they begin to make money.
当他们开始他们的事业开始赚钱的时候呢？
They're focused on advancing their career and building their bank account.
他们就开始只在乎自己的事业和挣钱。
They get married and start their family.
只在乎要建立家庭。
Then they're focused on vacations and getting their kids into the right college.
然后生了孩子呢，就只在乎自己的孩子，让他们能够升学，能够考取名校。
Their lives are filled with every comfort, but the one thing they don't have in their lives anymore is God.
他们的生活看似一无所缺，唯独缺少了神。
That happens to those who stop going to church, but it even happens to those who...are still in the church.
这些不光光发生在那些停止去教会的，包括也发生在那些我们去教会的人身上。
None of those things, career or marriage, none of those things are bad.
婚姻、事业、家庭，没有一件是坏事。
But when we are living for those things, they have the danger of choking out the word in our lives.
但当我们只为了婚姻、事业、家庭而活的时候，这些事情就会像荆棘一样，把这个信的种子给挤死。
Parents,As you raise your kids, are you parenting them with these things in mind?
父母们，当我们在培养我们孩子的时候，我们必须要谨记这个。
What priorities are you modeling in your own life?
在你的生活当中，在孩子的生活当中，什么才是最重要的？
And what priorities are you emphasizing for their lives?
在孩子的生活当中，你让他们知道什么才是最重要的？
Or are you allowing school to compete with the Lord?
你让他们觉得学习是不是比认识神更重要呢？
If someone were to ask your children, what do your parents take more seriously, your grades and getting into the right college, or your soul and walking with Christ?
如果有人这样问你的孩子，你觉得你爸爸妈妈觉得哪个更重要？是有好成绩重要呢，还是认识神、跟随神更重要？
What would they say?
那他们会怎么说呢？
Parents, I want you to remember these realities as you parent and raise your child.
父母们，当我们培养我们孩子的时候，我想让大家记得这一点。
As we think about these first three soils, maybe you're wondering, so are the second and third soils saved?
在我们看到这前三种土的时候，我们可能会问，那第二种和第三种土，他们这样的信徒，他们得救了吗？
Biblically, this is absolutely clear. The answer is no.
从圣经上来看，答案是不是他们没有得救。
If somebody falls away and never repents, then they are not Christians.
如果那些人离弃神并且不愿意悔改，那他们并不是真正的基督徒。
A believer who stops believing is no longer a believer.
一个离弃神不信的基督徒已经不是信徒。
True believers will struggle under trials. True believers will be tempted by thorns.
真正的信徒会在试炼里挣扎，会受荆棘的捆绑。
But true believers will keep believing and keep repenting unto the end.
但是他们会坚守信心到底，持续相信直到最后。
Not perfectly.
那些信徒不是完美的信徒。
We may stumble.
还是会跌倒。
But God holds fast His children, and we will persevere.
但是神牢牢地抓紧他的孩子，这些信徒一定会坚持到底。
They will eventually bear fruit, and there will be change in their lives.
他们到最后一定会结出属灵的果子，生命得到改变。
The fruit of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, will eventually grow and show up in your life if you're truly a Christian.
那些圣灵的果子，仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈，会最终在这些信徒的生命当中开花结果。
It may take time and it may be slow.
可能会需要一些时间，可能会比较缓慢。
The fruit may be small.
果子可能很小。
But if you are alive in Christ, eventually the fruit will grow.
但是如果我们活在基督里面，那我们圣灵的果子一定会结果。
This means your life will change.
这就说明你的生命一定会改变。
Jesus is so good and so kind that it's impossible to meet him and stay the same.
耶稣是如此的良善有恩慈，没有一个人可以认识他生命而不得到改变的。
It's impossible for a Christian to rejoice that they have been forgiven by God, but refuse to forgive others.
没有一个信徒可以因着自己被宽恕 而喜乐，但是却不愿意去宽恕别人。
Jesus says that true believers will have fruit.
耶稣说真正的信徒会结果子。
But if there's never any fruit, if there's never any change, that raises some questions.
但如果我们看不到生命的改变，看不到结出这个属灵的果子，那就说明有问题。
Jesus said in John 15, the branch that does not bear fruit will be thrown away and even cast into the fire.
耶稣在约翰福音15章当中说到，那些不结果子的枝子会被丢进火里。
Does this mean someone can lose their salvation?
这个意思难道是那些人可以，难道你的救恩可以被失去吗？
Absolutely not.
不是这样的。
It means that those who don't bear fruit were never truly saved to begin with.
那些生命不结果子的人其实并没有得救。
1 John 2:19 says, They went out from us, but they were not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us, but they went out, so that it would be shown that they were not all of us.
约翰一书第二章十九节这样说道，他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
So you see the rocky and the thorny soil, they look just like the good soil in the beginning.
我们看到那些落在磐石上的和那些落在荆棘丛中的种子，其实和落在好土上的种子非常的相似。
There's no difference early on.
刚刚开始的时候，甚至看不出区别。
The difference is that true believers will believe to the end.
但是这里的区别是，真正的信徒会一直持守信直到最后。
They will bear fruit.
他们会结出果子。
It might be slow.
可能会很缓慢。
It might be small.
可能果子会很小。
But if you're alive in Christ, there will be growth.
但如果你活在基督里，你就一定会结出果子。
So out of love and concern for you, I want to challenge you to examine the soil of your heart.
所以我想要挑战弟兄姐妹，真正查验你心里的土壤。
Is your faith superficial or shallow?
你的信心是不是肤浅的？
Or is your faith competing with other sinful desires that are hiding under the surface?
你的信心是不是在和你心中的一些罪在竞争？
While you live on the outside like a Christian, do you secretly wish you could live like the world?
是不是虽然你在外表活得很像一个所谓的基督徒，但你是不是内心很羡慕、很渴望属世的东西呢？
Do you envy the world and the sin they get to indulge in?
你羡慕那些属世的各样的美妙的事情吗？
If that's you, repent and pull the weed out of your heart.
如果这是你的话，认罪悔改，把那些杂草连根拔起。
But brothers and sisters, we should always first examine ourselves.
弟兄姐妹们，我们首先应当查验自己的心灵。
But as brothers and sisters in the same family, we have a responsibility to love and care for one another too.
但是作为教会的肢体，我们也需要彼此关心，彼此关爱。
Not out of judgment or pride, but out of love and concern.
不是因着骄傲或者是想要这个论断别人，而是因为真的是互相彼此关爱。
After all, that's what membership in the church, the family of God, means.
这才是成为神的家庭的成员，成为教会会员真正的意义。
Church membership doesn't mean being committed to a building or to a budget.
成为教会的会员不是让你负责教会的一个楼或者一个预算。
You're not committed to a program or a ministry.
也不光光是负责一个项目或者是事工。
You're committed to people.
你要真正负责的是教会的弟兄姐妹。
You're committed to one another.
要彼此的委身。
You're committed to spiritually care for one another like family.
我们真正要委身的是在灵里互相的关怀。
And in the church, others have promised to take care of you like family too.
在教会当中，其他的弟兄姐妹也同样对你委身，要关爱你。
That's why Hebrews 3:12 says this, Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart,leading you to fall away from the living God.
这就是为什么希伯来书第三章十二节这样说道，弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间有人存着不幸的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
We're not supposed to be critical or judge one another, but we are to love and care for one another and watch out for one another.
我们不应当互相论断，互相批评，但是我们应当彼此相爱，彼此关怀。
So far we've asked the questions, is there spiritual callousness? Is there superficial commitment? Is there sinful competition?
目前我们问了三个问题，有没有属灵的刚硬，有没有肤浅的跟随，有没有罪恶的竞争。
And lastly, the fourth question to examine the soil of your heart is this, is there supernatural conversion?
我们今天的最后一个问题是，有没有超然的转变。
Look at verse 15.
我们看到第八章十五节这样说道，那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
Now notice how Jesus described how the word was heard.In an honest and good heart.
我们看这边耶稣在说到这个神的话语是怎样被接收的，他说持守在诚实良善的心里。
And what do those with a good heart do with the word when they hear it?
那些诚实良善的人在听到的时候，他们有什么样的回应呢？
It says they hold it fast.
他们会紧紧地抓住。
They cling to it.
他们持守紧抓神的话语。
They don't let it go or toss the word aside.
他们不轻易地把神的话语抛弃。
The word for hold it fast is the same word that's in Hebrews 10:23.
这里的说到的这个持守跟希伯来书第十章二十三节说到的这个坚守是同一个词。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
希伯来书十章二十三节说到，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
And Paul uses that same word too in 1 Corinthians 15:1-2.
保罗也用同样这个坚守这个词用在了哥林多前书第十五章。
Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, and which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章这样说道，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，知道这福音你们也领受了。又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
Is the word precious to you?
弟兄姐妹们，神的道对你来说宝贵吗？
Is it sweeter than honey and more precious than gold?
神的话语是不是比蜂蜜更甜美，比黄金更贵重呢？
Do you believe the promises of God are good?
你信不信神的应许是美好的？
Do you hold fast and cling to his word?
你有没有持守神的道呢？
And then this verse ends by telling us that they bear fruit with patience.
今天的经文在最后说到，那些人并且忍耐着结实。
That means they don't give up.
就说明他们不轻易放弃。
They keep going.
他们继续持守。
It may be slow, it may be small, but they hang on.
他们可能这个过程可能很缓慢，结出的果实可能很渺小，但是这些信徒仍然坚持神的道。
So as you look at your life, do you see some fruit?
当你看到你自己的生命的时候，你能看到你的生命当中结出果子吗？
Have you seen change in your heart and in your life?
你的心灵有没有得到改变？你的生命有没有得到改变呢？
In other words, has God come into your life and radically changed you?
换句话说，神有没有在你的生命当中改变呢？
Has He brought you to life? Have you been born again?
他有没有让你重生，让你改变呢？
You and I were.Born dead in our sin, we were born with a heart of stone.
弟兄姐妹们，我们出生就死在了罪里，我们有一颗石心。
But has God, by His word, come in and plowed through the hardened path of your heart?
但是神，他有没有用他的话语，这个宝贵的话语来理你的心田呢？
Jeremiah 23:29 says that the word of God is like a fire and a hammer that shatters the rock.
耶利米书第二十三章这里这样说道：耶和华说，我的话岂不像火，又能像打碎磐石的大锤吗？
Has God come in and replaced your heart of stone with a heart of flesh?
神有没有在你的生命当中把你的石心转变成肉心呢？
Has God come in and removed the thorns and the weeds out of your heart?
神有没有在你的心中把你心中的那些荆棘杂草全部都拔除呢？
Friends, examine your heart. Is the soil good?
弟兄姐妹们，查验我们心灵的土壤，这真的是好土吗？
And if the answer is no, if you've never experienced this new birth, then listen closely.
如果你答案是否定的，那你真的要仔细的听。
The God who made everything, the God who made you and me and knows everything about you.
那些创造万物的，对你知根知底的神。
He knows everything wrong that you and I have ever done.
他了解你所有的罪恶过犯。
He made you to know him and to love him.
他让你能够认识他并且爱他。
But the Bible says you have ignored him and rebelled against him every moment of your life.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们在生命当中的每一刻都背逆神。
And apart from Jesus, apart from his work in our lives, we're all the same.
除了耶稣能在我们的生命当中做工之外，我们其实都是一样的。
But despite all this, in his great love, though we deserve punishment, God sent his only son Jesus to save us.
尽管如此，尽管我们应当接受神的惩罚，神还是赐下了他的独生爱子来救我们。
He sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sin.
他差遣他的独生爱子死在十字架上，为了救赎我们的罪。
We deserved hell, and he deserved heaven.
我们理应下地狱，耶稣理应在天国当中。
But on the cross, he experienced the hell we deserved so that we could go to heaven.
但是在十字架上，耶稣替我们经历了这个地狱的折磨，让我们信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And after dying on the cross in our place, the death in the grave could not hold Jesus.
虽然耶稣在十字架上被钉死在十字架上，但是那并不是这个故事的结束。
So 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the dead, and he reigns supreme in heaven.
三天以后，耶稣荣耀的复活，并且在天国当中掌王权，直到永远。
And he commands all people everywhere to repent and believe in him.
耶稣让全世界的人都愿意认罪悔改，跟随他。
And so I hope and I pray that these words, this seed, would not fall on hard hearts.
所以我希望今天神的话语，它的就像一颗种子一样，不是轻易的落在了硬土里面。
I pray that it would not fall on rocky or thorny hearts.
我的祷告是这个种子也不会落在磐石上或者是荆棘丛里。
But I pray that it would find its way into soft and receptive hearts.
我的祷告是神的话语会在你的柔软的心中生根发芽。
That the gospel can plant deep roots.
让福音能够在你的心中发芽。
And where it can grow without any sinful competition.
让神的话语能够在你的心中不被罪恶的荆棘所挤住。
Now, if you are a believer this morning,
如果你已经是一个信徒了，
praise God.
感谢赞美神。
You are the good soil.
你已经在好土里了。
Not because of your goodness, but because of God.
不是因为你做了什么好事，而是因为神。
But that doesn't mean that there might not be thorns sometimes.
但这不代表你的生命当中就没有荆棘了。
It doesn't mean there might not be moments of temptation and trials.
这不代表你的生活当中就不会有试探吗？
And so today I want to encourage you to commit again to pursue Christ in every way.
所以我想要继续的鼓励我们当中的信徒持续的跟随耶稣。
To trust God and to repent of sin by His grace.
鼓励信徒能够相信神，并且愿意认罪悔改，相信神的恩典。
So brothers and sisters, take care how you listen.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要留心听到。
Don't listen with superficial commitment, believing only when it's easy.
我们不要在听到的时候听得很肤浅，只有在顺境当中才愿意跟随神。
Don't listen with sinful competition, trying to love the world and God at the same time.
我们也不要轻易的让我们生命当中的罪和神的话来竞争。
Listen with supernatural conversion.
让我们在听神的道的时候，总是怀着一种超然的转变的信心。
With a soft heart that rejoices in God's word and holds it fast.
让我们用一颗柔软的心，愿意接受神的话语，并且持守到最后。
Let's pray.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come to you and thank you for who you are.
弟兄姐妹们，我们来到你的面前，真的是谢谢你。
We thank you that you're a God of all grace and mercy.
神，我们感谢你，你是满有恩典、满有能力的神。
We often struggle when
我们经常在逆境的时候啊、远离你。在我们的内心有罪恶的时候，我们时常远离神。
We find it hard to trust in your word and to hold it fast.
有时候对于我们来说，要相信神的话语是非常的有挑战的。
God, forgive us and help us to repent.
求神能够原谅我们，帮助我们认罪悔改。
Help us to treasure your word because we treasure you.
帮助我们能够看神的话语为宝贵，因为我们看你为宝贵。
Help us to bear fruit with endurance.
让我们能够凭着这个持守的信心，在生命当中结出圣灵的果子。
And God, as a church family, may none in our midst have any false sense of assurance.
主啊，作为一个家庭，教会家庭的成员，希望我们当中没有一个人，这个我们的信心是虚假的。
Help us to examine ourselves and also with love to encourage others.
让我们查验自己的内心，并且因着神的爱互相彼此鼓励。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵名求祷告。
Amen.